Good morning. You listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Nicole Beyer, co-owner of Quality Carpets and Flooring in Inglewood, Florida. Nicole, how you doing?
I'm good. Good morning.
You're getting by, right? I mean, you were basically ground zero for Milton, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you. I understand your store is okay and your home is okay, right?
Yeah, we thankfully fared pretty well in this storm. We live right off of the barrier islands that were devastated in Milton. Our home is thankfully built and rated for this kind of a storm, living in Florida and going through it. So we fared quite well. No power, but that's to be expected. And our business did really well as well. We have some minor damages that we're going to have to take care of, AC unit, fence down, landscape issues. But thankfully, we will be operational as early as today and just rallying around our community who needs a lot of help right now.
Let me give some background from my listeners' perspective. You're second generation. You're a family-run business. Your father started this business 36 years ago, and he started as an installer, then opened an outlet store, and then now you've kind of gone upscale, and you have a beautiful showroom. Nicole, how did you get in the business?
Well, my dad passed away in 2014. He got sick with cancer, and it was not really expected. And I never really intended to take over the business. I was working as an executive in healthcare and insurance and doing really well, loved my job, but I knew this family business, we couldn't just ignore it, specifically because we had families that depended on our business and also clients that did. So I came into it thinking, well, let me wrap my head around it, my hands around it, and figure out what we're going to do with it. And as the time came closer for my dad's passing, I realized it's a legacy. It's something that meant so much to him. And because of that, it's meant so much to me. So there's more than just the ability for us to generate income, which has been wonderful for the families that we work with and work with us, but the opportunity to carry forth a legacy that now not only myself can enjoy, but I have two young sons, 5 and 3, and hopefully they'll have opportunities to see what that business is like. And we look back to my dad, Robert Creedon, and we think we're really thankful for what he started and the tenacity he had to get this far.
I was looking at your resume, and it looks like at one time you were a cheerleader for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, right?
I was. I cheered in the NFL for a few seasons. It was some of the best times of my life. And people think about it, oh, you were a dancer, NFL, that's great. But you really gained some powerful life experiences working with large clients, getting to do presentations for the NFL. And so it was a huge leaping stone for me to progress in my career and gain business knowledge. I know people wouldn't normally say that. The dancing part and the NFL is amazing, but there were so many other great things too.
You're a Mohawk, a line dealer, and also a Fuse commercial dealer. And the way the business has been running, you're doing a little bit more commercial now than you are residential, right?
That's correct. We've seen exponential growth in our commercial business.
So you're in Inglewood, Florida. There's a little key there, a barrier island, and you sent me a video yesterday of the devastation, and it looks like the road that runs down that key is basically gone. It's covered in sand. Milton did hit there. Your husband is in the business as well, and you're open for business today. It's probably down the road going to be some business related to the cleanup on this, right?
Absolutely. We expect to see a pretty big surge in business. People obviously will need floors after such a catastrophic thing happening. And it's a little bigger than just sand on the road. Our barrier islands are unrecognizable. I mean, right now we have no water lines to Boca Grande. The sewer lines are cut in multiple places. And there are roads that are completely washed out and destroyed outside of just the homes and the commercial structures out there. When we went through Hurricane Ian a few years ago, this will drive a lot of our residential business, and our commercial business will see some uptick as well. Many of our projects, you know, from airports to schools are okay and continuing to operate as early as today and next week. But we do expect to see quite a bit of drive through this as the months progress. It's unfortunate, but we'll be able to help folks get back to normal.
With Ian, just a few years ago, based on that experience, what do you think the next couple of months are going to be like?
I've heard the hurricane phrase is hunker down. It continues. We need to dig our heels in. The first thing we do is make sure all of our installers and our team that works directly in the office are stable and good so that they can be present and serve. And not just in a flooring capacity. I mean, we're here to serve all the groups in our community that we belong to. I sit on the board for Boys and Girls Club of Charlotte County. We're going to make sure the kids are okay, and whatever that means, in whatever capacity. But I think the next few months are going to end up being really busy. What happened historically with Ian is we have a lot of older people that live in our community that can't remove wet floors, that have catastrophic damage to their homes. So We like to get out and get those floors out for them very quickly in whatever capacity we can do that, and make sure really that they're not growing mold and putting themselves at more risk. So we do a drive for that. But I think from a commercial perspective, it's to ensure that we can continue to service our major clients that need work to repair what's happened from this storm, but also to continue to progress the projects that have timelines. So our team is really in a dig our heels in, do what we need to do for each other to make sure we can continue working and continue to serve in the capacity that we're used to, that our brand quality calls for.
On the commercial side, which of the segments do you focus on?
We have a very large focus in healthcare, and more recently in the last 3 years, government, whether that's schools, airports. We are a WBE, a woman-run business, so we are staking a lot of our game in that government sector right now.
All right. Well, I know people have been interested to know what's going on after this hurricane passed across Florida. And what's the weather like there today?
It's actually gloomy but beautiful. We've got a nice breeze. The temperature's down, a little less humidity. It's an answered prayer because so many have no air conditioning right now and no power. So it's a relief. And it's almost ironic because I remember after Ian experiencing something very similar. So it's something that we're thankful for. You find the little winds after a storm like this. We got a nice breeze. It's cool enough to function. People can get their windows open and survive the heat that we've been facing.
All right, Nicole, good to talk to you again. Been talking to Nicole Beyer, a co-owner of Quality Carpet and Flooring in Englewood, Florida. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.